Hi, welcome to Crypto Ramble. I'm Desiree. This is officially going to be the first video for the relaunch of this channel. And of course, I'm going to start by talking about Trump and his recent comments on Bitcoin.
I know that this is late, but that's because I've been working on getting my book out. And let me tell you, it's really annoying going through the whole Kindle process and figuring out how to get that all online and set up an Amazon seller account and a bunch of things that publishing a book for the first time on your own, you wouldn't even know was an issue until you did it. But now it's done, but the result is that I recorded something a couple of days ago and it's now a bit...
just a little bit belated. I have to be totally transparent and say that the content on this channel is about keeping in touch. Please do not have high standards. You can find those standards in my book and interviews. Also, what do you think about my background? I'm super excited about it. But anyway, so last week at 5:15 p.m. on July 11, the controversial president of the United States, Trump, tweeted, "I'm not a fan of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, which are not money and whose value is highly volatile and based on thin air. Unregulated crypto assets can facilitate unlawful behavior, including drug trade and other illegal activity." Similarly, Facebook's Libra virtual currency will have little standing or dependability. If Facebook and other companies want to become a bank, they must seek a new banking charter and become subject to all banking regulations, just like other banks, both national and international. We have only one real currency in the USA, and it is stronger than ever, both dependable and reliable. It is by far the most dominant currency anywhere in the world, and it will always stay that way. It is called the United States dollar. Okay, I have some notes, but first of all, Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are money. Who is Trump to say what is and what isn't money? Money is just something that allows you to exchange value with another person. I'm going to look up the definition of money, actually, because that was just off the top of my head. Money is any item or verifiable record that is generally accepted as payment for goods and services and repayment of debts in a particular country or socioeconomic context. The main functions of money are distinguished as a medium of exchange, a unit of account, a store of value, and sometimes a standard of deferred payment. Any item or verifiable record that fulfills these functions can be considered as money. So, right off the bat, it's money, and he's saying that it's not money, and it's just a statement, like all the statements that Trump tends to make. The point is that it gave us his opinion and he touched on a couple of things. I'm not actually convinced that Trump wrote this. It went a bit too deep than just Bitcoin is bad, the US is great. There was a little bit more substance to what he said. It also seemed to be against the image of Trump being a businessman and against the establishment, the government or corporate establishment. That's kind of how, I think that's the image that he gave off. He was the underdog at first, and he was different and understand business and economics. And that's how a lot of people perceive him to be, different from just career politicians, because that's not what he is. So you would expect him to be a bit more savvy when it comes to something like money. You know, he was kind of known as a money man and someone with lots of money. From what I know, I didn't even really know about Trump before his rise to election. I always mention this, but I think it's so funny that he was on WWE. I think it's the most hilarious thing ever. Anyway, but that's off topic. So even though it seemed that it would be against Trump's image as a businessman and the establishment, I guess it would be folly to not expect that the system and being in politics would change the man. But it's good what he said because of awareness, and it shows how much crypto is being noticed by people outside of the crypto space. The crypto space is actually pretty small. I heard some numbers recently about how many people actually use Bitcoin. I'm gonna go look this up. An estimated 5% of Americans hold Bitcoin. That's not crypto, and you know what? I'm just going to forget this because I can't figure out exactly how many people use it. Coinbase has 13 million users, and I guess this is something that's kind of hard to estimate. That makes sense. But my point was that a lot of people don't use crypto, even though they're aware of it and they've just heard of it. And I think the more someone talks about it, especially someone like Trump, who is the most attention paid to man on the planet, I think, then it's good for the general space. Even if he's saying something bad, almost especially if he's saying something bad, because lots of people don't even like Trump. So maybe it will be like reverse psychology, and then they'll gravitate towards at least finding out what it is that Trump is like deriding and saying isn't a great thing. Moving on, he talks about Libra, and I'm glad that he pointed out that Facebook and other companies are trying to become banks. That's terrifying. It's the opposite of the idealism behind Bitcoin and crypto in general, at least as I understand it. Corporations that could care less about your and my privacy, then actually also getting into the realm of money. So they have all your data and social networks, and then they also want to get into what you're spending. It's just, it's too much for a lot of people. No, thank you. That can crawl right back into the megalomaniac, identity sucking, marketing ploy, money making hole that came from. To be nuanced, Facebook and other companies are only giving people what they want, or might want, or maybe are not self-aware enough of the consequences to deny, but they're still accepting it. So I'm not saying all the blame goes towards corporations. And the way things are today in terms of data and privacy, it's people acting in what they perceive as their best interest in the moment, out of convenience or whatever. So I'm not just trying to say, oh, it's all corporations, like it's not individual people making actions every day, because it's also that. But you know what I mean? Libra and all the companies backing it, that's a threat to nation states, but it's still a threat against individual liberty, which is the issue with the state and why a lot of people gravitated towards Bitcoin in the first place. And huge corporations don't really operate in free market capitalism as a lot of people idealize, which may have its own issues because they get subsidies and they lobby and etc. and they have a lot of power. So it's not actually, well, maybe some people would say that that's a consequence of the idealism of free market capitalism, because that will always occur, but you know what I mean. I think you know what I mean. Assuming that Trump did make this tweet on his own, he doesn't know what he's talking about, obviously. I already mentioned the money thing. He also said that unregulated crypto assets facilitate unlawful behavior, but we all know that regulated fiat assets also facilitate unlawful behavior. It's a classic case of blaming the tool and not the actors or the actions. But the ending of his tweet was true to Trump's character. He said that the US dollar is the only real currency, and that it's by far the most dominant currency in the world, and that it will always stay that way. We shall see. We shall see, Mr. President. That's all for now. Don't forget to subscribe, and thank you for joining me today. You can also find me on BitTube and DTube. Thanks for joining. Leave a comment and like, and I'll talk to you soon.